Welcome, listeners, to the stories of my life based on my doings on Silenzo's Runnings. It's a glorious day today, the 14th of April 2024. Waking up, you know, to the news of Iran actually having attacked Israel. Now, there's nothing like war gives me joy. But you see, a fight is a fight. And when the fight reaches to fight, you must fight the fight. This is where I think Iran has found themselves. And I thank God that they have, you know, taken the bull by the horn and actually exposed these Zionist liars for exactly what they are. They have said so many lies that everybody has actually caught up with their lies. But the latest of their unveiling of lies is the fact that they have an iron dome that can stop everything. We have, you know, I mean, reports with visuals that they've been hit. Yes, the iron dome did try. They claim it is 99%, but then the fatalities or the hit from that 1%. And that was not Iran's, you understand, might. It was just testing whether it rush. And no more. If they rain it down. Now, the funny thing is Israel, the Zionist, is now crying to the UN. Let's see what happens. We know for certain that their goons are there, but we know there's still Russia, China. And Article 51 actually covers Iran. But Iran is really not afraid of anybody, but Iran should be aware. And the people in Jordan, Saudi Arabia, UAE, and all these people, if you don't want the rot of Iran, you better tell your governments to start being puppets of the West, because they will collect together. All of them are now begging. I hear America is now whining that they will not retaliate, but they will sanction. Are you going to do worse than you've been doing before? You see, it is just to let the entire human race know that the threat, you understand, that fear mongering that the chicken yash don't open for Adieti she now. You understand? Everybody knows that, innit? You say you have, like in Africa now, World War Z, Niger is already protesting. Yes, they say the organizers is still much, but almost Nigerians, what are they wait for? Now, on the issue of Nigeria, dear Nigerians, there is this thing that I really want to bring to the fore. My problem with Iran has always been that Iran should show his might, and I'm very grateful to God. I kneel down. You understand? Thank God. See, because until we start it, we won't really know it. But now that they have started, they know the taste of it. When they were dishing it out to a defenseless Palestinian, they did not know how it was. Maybe they talked that time. Oh, yeah, and I'm whining could remain. I made it a whine for one side. On African things. Now, there is this $750 million loan that the Tinubu administration is taking from the World Bank. It is to be used for solar subsidies for electricity. And I'm saying, dear Nigerians, the terrorism financing is already been approved by the Tinubu administration by advent of that. Here's why I say so. In the Nairamatics article, the article itself, the agreement was signed by Wale Edun on 31st of March this year, just like some 15 days ago, for a document that had been signed by the country manager of the World Bank since the 19th of February. Can you imagine the insult? They don't sign the thing down, maybe puppet couple hand. Read it there. The article of Nairamati came out either on the 10th or 11th. They said 3 days ago today. They had signed it before Wale Edun can sign up. Let me let you know how they use it. You see, when they were giving report of last year, when they were giving World Food report last year, Abby, they said they spent $99.6 million. That $99.6 million did not pass through the Nigerian government. They said they were sharing meal vouchers and doing transfer to Nigerians, of which Nigerians have reported that they are the ones giving them the money to cause the havoc. Now, Tinubu's administration has agreed that 700, because obviously $99.6 million no do us anything. Now, here's the funny thing. America is not known for solar technology. They are not advanced in it. They don't have solar farms.
But they have sort of construed a way, tied it into the fact that we don't have light. Now say now that they said it's a dare's project. They do, not dare. They dare us. According to them, they said, how did they even write itself? World Bank signed on 19th. Edo signed on 31st. 250 World Bank loan. They say it's a distributed assets through renewable energy scale up. They said it is a, what do you call it, distributed access through renewable energy scale up. What nonsense is that? What was that? Now, you know, let me let the Nigerians understand this. You see, they own Google, they own Facebook, they own WhatsApp. The only thing they don't own is TikTok. They have our data. They have it. They know our sentiments. Those that don't like government, those that are complaining, that is why they want to own TikTok. To now imagine that the smelling renewed hope go put hand where they don't sign before, always portraying us as a poor nation, like they said we are really poor. Now, Wale Edu is saying that the average Nigerian does not have 500,000 in their account, while a girl is advertising on TikTok that she made 50 million in only March. You are so, the government of President Bola Ahmed is so far from reality, is so far from reality that it is obsolete. They have told us, they said June, July, August, we go get farming by force. They have always reiterated it. The first of all said it was going to be through terrorism and banditry. As our gallant men of, on sub down one hour, they said, now study. Nice one. You understand that kind of thing? Now, they have voted 750 million. You see, if they talk of agri, they will say they have given a Nigerian company. Now, that all these companies, Nigerian government does not know. How can you have a system where a foreign entity can come, they will say you are poor, and they start to apportion monies for things inside your own country, and you still find Tinubu nesting like a good boy under them, saying we should trust him. Why they insult us to no end? None of his minister is a can-do minister. All of them have reasons. They feel to tell us they've discovered 700 kinikon. Is it only one pipeline? When are you going to sit down with the communities that will always be there? You are always referring of soldiers that will come after the perpetration has been done. You are not doing anything. The only thing is a campaign of acceptance. Despite your obvious failings, I know they hide mouth. Nobody pay me to campaign. Now when we reach there, Omo, they assure you with you be. Is that you show it, Omo, we show you. We'll show you. Because we're not go green now. We are intelligent. If you talk in one way, we go rearrange them 199 ways. I swear you down. This truth where we don't talk, lie no go fear ever cover them again in this our life. These animals, we know who they are. We know their antics. See, that is how. They pick it up. They have our data. President Muhammadu Buhari's administration, the former, Minister for Digital Economy, and NITD, they have done the policy by 2025, which is next year. All our data must be domiciled in Nigeria. Do you know how big that is? Because if our data is domiciled in Nigeria, they can only view it. They don't own it. But they own it now. Some of the servers of some of our platforms are actually residing there. They have a lot of data on who we are, more than even the government. So once government just come, you see, that's all they do. I will write it again. I say the country manager for Nigeria signed on the 19th. Just give the thing to Wale Edun, he signed on the 31st. You understand that kind of thing? And they have given them permission to enter our country and Dabaru. Help me share. You see, how can someone always be giving us loan that we are not the one that is spending it, but we are always owing them? Now, you are now talking of a puppet government that is telling us that is borrowing treasury bills, paying at above 20% interest so that they can pay the CBN. But they are borrowing 750 million from America. See, America money better pass our money. I'm not understanding. You are paying. It is this reason why I have never seen such a useless finance minister. None of them is even ever discussing finance. The only thing they are discussing is payments. Because NNPC now don't wake up say they owe 3 billion again. Since Bola Ahmed Tinubu has come into this country, the only thing we have been doing is paying BC. We have not enjoyed one single service. Even the CNG buses we not see. Even the CNG buses we not see. The only thing Tinubu, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, now that I follow campaign for Ramadan, why you see me there, I didn't speak up, you two speak up. If you won't laugh me now, where I find myself now, but now on top truth, I go day, and as I understand them, I go talk. Because there's no puppetry more than this one. But please, I speak up because of our security agencies. They are the first line of defense. You understand? And I don't want that because they have been insisting. They have been insisting, the World Bank has been insisting that we have famine in this 2024. They have been consistent. Now, if they just come announce problem, imagine, America is not known for solar. But they don't get this project on top solar. And now we did it there. I don't talk my own. Since last year when these people come, now I don't shout them. People started protesting. People started complaining. Dollar, they say, na Binance. This one, where did they talk? Na war. And that's how they do it. If all of you, all over Africa, all over the world, that's how they do it. You see, they already have data based on this, their mega data platforms. So when they come, they will just package some English in front of it that they are helping you since you are poor, as rich as we are. You see, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu is running a puppetry government under the American Zionists because, you see, whereas in the Francophone countries, you understand, their wealth is domiciled in France. They are changing that very fast. How can your central bank or your value be in France and all those countries? That's why they have been perpetually poor. But you see, ours is different. Ours is with us. But they have put a condition that we should not spend that money if we spend that money. Because how can President Tinubu be quoting the constitution that the ways and means no supposed pass this range? But when police is collecting 80 million and someone is doing tomato review, they forget the constitution. And what Buhari did, he did it in agreement with the National Assembly, which is his right. You are the National Assembly now. You are borrowing money. What you are doing is borrowing money to pay the CBN. But to go and borrow money from America, is that in any way wise? You leave to borrow money in Naira to solve a Naira problem, and you go to borrow money in dollars so that I go there plenty. We go just see, Nigerians. There's all the options available to President, but you not get the one way people. Even this ordinary coastal road has been made nonsense of. You will see the minister talking. They have talked more than work, and work is going on in Lagos. Please help me share. Let us be aware. Let us be ready. Let our security operatives be ready for Yawa. They have been saying this since. Say our June, July, August, we go get farming. But now farming period be for us. So farming, now we they do. Farming, not farming. You see, there's a difference. That is their plan for us, and they are working. You see, they are a monothought. Now only one way they sabi. They threaten people. They always preach to you that they are poor and they are rich, as wretched as they are. They are wretched. There is evidential proof that when you watch, even the Brits know that their IQ is low. They know. The Americans have confirmed that they are stupid, because when you ask other Americans that name another country in North America and they are saying Ohio, that is how redundantly stupid they have made their people. For President Bola Ahmed Tinubu to now be hiding under these people, everything he says is smelling now. A president that says that it is conglomerates around the country, and you see them trying to raise, you understand, the advertising airpieces, the airpieces that we're talking about, or Sukkot to the people. This lag boss that you see, do you think is only Lagos State that owns everything? They're in partnership with other people now. You just be doing, what are you doing? It is for Sukkot to the human being. Now that's governance, not for you to start to raise people. No matter how one of them is, they can never be more than one of all of us. And in Nigeria, nobody they do that one. And if you see these youths these days, they are not hiding their own talent. They are sharing it with everybody. They go, person go sing one song. Anybody will say A, you say done, now your copyright. What nonsense is that? But if you see the African settings, you understand. If I sing song and you like, I get to sing and I can never be the same now. Our voice will not be the same now. The vocal callings, you understand? You're saying, but that part, you, everything there about the Zionist is smelling. I, Tinubu, go wear a mask cloth. Please do help me share. Thanks for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. We must tell ourselves the truth. Not be me, no pass, but I'm going to contribute to your own. That's why I always pray as you share. Thank you.